Oh man, good Friday to ya. So, this is one of my least favorite subjects, yet one of the ones I have the most knowledge on. Yeah, I know you're sitting there thinking, well, what the hell are you talking about? Here's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the fact that a lot more people than you realize are narcissistic. A lot of the narcissism also ties into addiction and addictive personalities. And on this one, I gotta throw a disclaimer in before we do anything or we get started because no, I'm not a doctor. No, I don't have a degree. This is solely my opinion. If you agree, awesome. If you don't, then we'll see you next episode. But just hear me out. Being a recovering addict, I mean, I can't even say former, being a recovering addict because recovery is a daily task. I have a lot of knowledge on this because not only have I fought some of these battles, but I've also seen a lot of these battles. And no, not everybody won. And that's the really, really hard thing about it, is not everybody won. And I lost a lot of people because of it. Yeah, some to death, some not. But in my eyes, it's always going to be, hey, you know what? You're essentially dead to me because you're not healthy for me to be around. But we'll get into more of that here in a bit. Give me just a minute. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. So, this really is not just going to be a one episode discussion because I know that there's people out there that have opinions. I mean, legit, I know you guys have an opinion on this. I know that there's things that you want to say. Let me help you get your voice back. I mean, it's that simple. Let me help you get your voice back. Because a lot of us that used to just talk and keep it real got shut down. And for me, it took me a bit to get my voice back, but I got it back. And let's get this out. Let's talk about what people don't want to talk about. I mean, there is no cure. You cannot cure a narcissist. You cannot cure an addict. There's not really any right way of doing things. It's based on that person and that person's situation. Because if people don't want help, you're not going to be able to help them. I know for me, for a long time, it was, no, I don't have a problem. Fuck off with all this recovery bullshit. And I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. No, it's not worth it. Even though you can't help people that don't want help, you still can look and keep an eye on and love from a distance. Addiction can be a really nasty thing, and it sucks. It really does. But don't be that codependent. Don't be that person that feeds into the bullshit. Because you know what? That's not fair to you, first, because all of the mental anguish that you'll go through. I promise you, because not only have I been on the screw you, I don't want help side, I've also been on the side of, hey, you need to look at ABC before you do XYZ. I mean, there's so fucking much that goes into this. And as I'm sitting here recording, I'm looking at this bracelet. Don't get it confused, because you know what? this has so many compiled pieces to it. This has so many nooks and crannies and all that that has to be put together. So yeah, I'm going to get a little sidetracked on this. But I sit here, I keep this bracelet on my microphone as a reminder. It is a semicolon. It says, "You matter," and it has a gem in my favorite color, which if you guys haven't figured that out yet, my favorite color is damn near any shade of purple, more so the dark ones though. But it sits as a reminder that no matter what, my fight, my battle is not going unnoticed. I do matter. So do you guys. And for me, it's just, it's that reminder of, you know, I've busted my ass to get to where I'm at. Do I still have work to do? Oh, fuck yes. Never gonna go a day for the rest of my life that I don't have work to do. But I know that no matter what, I do matter. I know that the stuff that I'm doing does matter. The stuff that I'm telling you is sound advice. And you want to know how I know this? It's because I've been there. I've done it. But I'll be back in just a second. Got to take a quick water break. My throat's starting to get a little functified. All right. Sorry about that, guys. Just got a little off topic. Squirrel. But back to the whole narcissistic and addiction thing. There are so many signs that you've got to look out for. I mean, you have so many people that may or may not have narcissistic tendencies. And they may or may not deal with things the way that you would hope they would. But here's the bottom line. If you try to deal with somebody that doesn't see any issues in what they're doing, how they're doing it, how they're acting, my advice to you is that you need to vacate. You need to get the hell out of that situation, because that's just opening the door for things like gaslighting, basically just deflecting whatever they're feeling, however they're acting, onto you. And it is just absolutely beyond ridiculous. I mean, it just, you have to look out for you. Yeah, it sucks. It's hard. Nobody ever wants to actually leave somebody in the dust. But if you've got to love from a distance, you got to love from a distance, man. Because again, being selfish, even if it's just every so often, is a whole lot better than you just sitting there, well, blah, 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 blah. No, don't talk shit. Don't run your mouth. Don't do stupid shit. I mean, it just, if you see it, leave it. Don't worry about anything or anybody else. Just take care of you. Take care of what you need to. Because it's just not, it's not fair. Don't put yourself in such a shitty position that you think being with a narcissist, dealing with a narcissist, is anything good. Or it's the best you can get. Because it's not. And it's really not worth trying to do the tough love thing. Because if tough love worked, we wouldn't have half the people in jails and prisons and all of that shit that we did. Because people would listen. People would do what they need to do. And to be honest with you, we wouldn't have a need for the correctional departments, the judicial system, things of that sort, if people actually knew how the hell to behave and how to deal with tough love. Because if you deal with tough love, I know for me, I'm going to sit there. Yeah, I might be pissed off, but it's a whole lot better to be pissed off than deal with some stupid ass bullshit or let my mistakes get the best of me and get screwed in the long run. But like I said earlier, this is definitely not a one episode deal because there is so much to talk about. In the coming episodes, we'll break down things like the signs of a narcissist, how to deal with it, how to get ahead of it, and how to not lose your head. But until then, we will talk soon. Y'all have an amazing weekend and do what you do.